three voices from Athens.
September 2019.
Monday morning, the 26th of August, cops intruded like repression forces into squat and refugee housing projects. The ultra-right government is using fear propaganda against the Exarchia neighborhood in order to manipulate the conservative and hateful instincts of the public audiences. In the meanwhile, in Exarchia neighborhood, actions were taken against drug lords and local mafias. Instead of attacking the drug lords, the cops attacked the vents of the anarchist movement and squads in the way the police and the authorities showed their protection to drug lords. Furthermore, the majority of Greek medias are owned by accused for trafficking enormous quantities of heroin. In that way, the medias promote the police evictions as organized actions against the drug trafficking, when in reality, they try to exterminate the people of the social movements. The International Thessaloniki Expo was held in presence of the new Prime Minister. As a response, a massive protest broke out in Thessaloniki, bringing up the real need of free exchange of ideas, which was attacked by the new government by abolishing the university asylum. The protest began at the university campus and marched on through the city center against nationalism, fascism, and irredentism, completely unmentioned by the mainstream media. Concurrently, we once again saw the police deployed in civilian clothes, coordinated along the protest, quite probably as means of stand by provocation of a riot police attack.
The new far-right government returned the withheld passport of Vangelis Marinakis, a ship owner accused of heroin smuggling, among other accusations. This was done as a display of governmental power and under ridiculous legal terms and reasons.
A new amendment concerning the seaside has been announced by the neoliberal newspaper. According to reports, the ultra-right government is preparing a legal amendment that would treat the seaside as state property and not as common. This would allow the state to sell the coast as a commodity in the interests of business. Yet another indication that the government is willing to sell nature and trample on the rights of all in the common space. Its attitude is similar to licenses for factories in forests and wind farms in the mountains, all in the name of development.